WTN leader, a disaster for Senegal tourism. Time limits may be the real issue why the Senegal president is trying to delay elections. Such time limits would force him out of office. President Macky Sall was born on December 11, 1961, in Fadik, the town in which he served as mayor from 2009 to 2012. President Sall was prime minister for 3 years from 2004 to 2007, and also acted as president of the Senegalese National Assembly from 2007 to 2008. Elected fourth president of the Republic of Senegal in March of 2012, he took office on April 2, 2012. He is married to Marine Faye. President Macky Sall has two sons and one daughter. One of the strong opponents to the president holding on to office is Dr. Fawzi Demey, a member of the World Tourism Network and a recipient of the WTN Tourism Hero Award, is also a lecturer at the University on Travel and Tourism in Dakar, as well as a former technical advisor to the Minister of Tourism for Senegal. Dr. Demey sees the current situation to be a disaster for the emerging travel and tourism industry in his country. Where hospitality is natural is the travel and tourism slogan in Senegal. A trip to Senegal, it equals an adrenaline-packed adventure. From its beautiful beaches and forests to its animal sanctuaries and archaeological history, Senegal is very diverse to meet the needs of any person. Leave the culture-filled country happier, refreshed, and stress-free once you visit. Demey explains, the tourism industry is being negatively affected by the delay of the presidential election, similar to other sectors like education and commerce. Demey, a tourism expert, discussed the implications of the election postponement and the impact of the suspension of mobile data on the tourism sector in an interview. "The postponement we experienced was a great disappointment and caused immense pain. It goes against all principles of discipline, law, dignity, know-how, and good manners. It is truly a shame for Senegal. The tourism sector thrives on stability, cohesion, and peace. This recent event has the potential to create unrest, which we do not want. It could also negatively impact both foreign and Senegalese tourists. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, we have observed a growing interest from Senegalese people in the tourism sector. The Senegal travel and tourism industry has been growing and has been progressing satisfactorily. However, this disruption and fear, along with the inconsistent measures being implemented, hinder the harmonious and sustainable development of the tourism industry. We urge both the government and citizens to closely heed the concerns of this highly vulnerable group that has endured significant harm and presently requires immense tranquility, harmony, and benevolence. The discontinuation of mobile internet services caused an immense disruption. Demey believes that the suspension of mobile internet caused a significant decrease in tourism revenue and safety for visitors. Tour guides rely solely on mobile internet while traveling. The lack of internet coverage also affects payments made in areas without connectivity. Drivers use mobile internet to contact them, send program updates, or address any issues. Nowadays, nobody uses phones anymore. They communicate through WhatsApp as it is more cost-effective. The sudden suspension of mobile internet caused unexpected disruption, considering people were already on the ground traveling. It truly resulted in a catastrophic disaster, adding to the long list of misfortunes imposed by the Senegalese government, he laments. WTN Senegal leader calls for an end to this situation. "We urgently call for an end to this, emphasizing the need for greater consideration and respect. As the world's leading industry, tourism deserves special treatment. Therefore, we reiterate our disagreement with the decision to postpone the presidential election, as it will have far-reaching consequences for the tourism sector and all related activities. Tourism is a widespread and diverse economic activity, and the repercussions will not only affect tourists but also local communities, businesses, and everyone involved in the tourism value chain," stated Mr. Fawzi Demey when asked about the impact of the election postponement on the tourism sector. "Employment opportunities in the Senegal tourism industry at risk. Our expectation is for the government to adhere to legal obligations and show greater respect and consideration towards the travel and tourism industry. This sector plays a critical role in providing employment opportunities for our predominantly youthful population, including both young individuals and women. Additionally, it holds significant potential for future growth and wealth generation, he concluded.